Masechet Shevuot, Perek Het, Mishnah, Aleph. We'll now go back to talk about the Shevuot HaPikadon, the swear of a deposit that we spoke about in Perek He. We learn there that if a Shomed, somebody who was watching the possessions of another person, swore falsely about an item given to him that he was supposed to watch, and then later on he admitted that he lied, that he has to give back the item, he has a penalty payment of an extra fifth, and he has to bring a korban asham. It's not only if he says that he never received the item in the first place, or if he falsely claimed that he already returned it, but we say even if he claimed that he lost it, and he said he wasn't responsible for it because of the situation, even if he lied about that, he would also have this punishment. We'll get into the different cases in this perek about the shomer who swears that he's not responsible to pay for that penalty, and then we find out that he was lying, that he has to bring that korban asham and pay that extra fifth, and we'll talk about cases where he's not obligated. We also learned in the fifth perek of this masechet that the only time a person would be obligated to bring that korban for the lie about the Shevuot Pikadon is if that lie, that swear that he took, saved him from having to pay a claim. If he swore falsely about what happened, and then because of his swear, he wouldn't have to pay anything, that's the situation where he would have to bring a korban as a penalty. But if the situation occurred where he swore, but there was no real nafkamina, there was no different outcome because of his swear, he wasn't obligated to pay anyway. So in that case, the swear didn't have any practical difference for him, so he would not be obligated to bring a korban asham or pay that extra fifth. So in order to figure out who would be obligated to bring this korban and the extra fifth, you have to sort of know what type of losses each shomer would be responsible for before you can say if he's obligated to bring a korban. So therefore, this perek is going to start with a list of the shomrim and what they're responsible for. Mishnah says, Arba'a Shomrim Hen. There are four different types of Shomrim, of watchers, of guards, of people who watch after items. Shomer Hinam, an unpaid Shomer. Veha Shoel, a borrower. He's borrowing the item and he's not paying for it. Nose Sachar, a Shomer who's paid. Veha Socher, and a person who's renting an item. He's using an item and he's paying for it. All the Shomrim that we mentioned over here, they have to pay the owner for the item if the item is damaged or lost because of their own negligence. The Torah, though, mentions two other situations of loss and damage where some shomrim pay and others do not. One of them would be a loss that was not caused by negligence, but the shomer had the ability to prevent the problem if he took care of the item in a better way. Or number two, a loss that happened because something was it was out of his control to stop it. It was unavoidable, and the shomer didn't have the ability to prevent the damage. So the Mishnah is going to now tell us what type of losses each type of shomer has to pay for. We'll first talk about the shomer hinam, the unpaid watchman. Shomer hinam nishba al hakol. The unpaid shomer is watching it for somebody, but they're not paying him a fee for it. He would have to swear about all the cases mentioned above. But once he swears, he would free himself from any obligation. He would free himself totally. The only thing the Shomer Hinam would be responsible for is negligence. So he takes a swear that he wasn't negligent with the item. And he also swears that the item is not in his possession anymore. So once he does that, he's scot-free. He doesn't have to pay anything. V'hashoel meshalem et hakol, the borrower, he pays for all types of losses, even those that were honest, even those that he really couldn't prevent. No matter what, he has to pay for all types of losses, besides a case of meta mehamat melacha. If the object that he was using, it either died or there was damage to it, but it happened during the normal work that that item usually does. So the owner of the item obviously allowed the shoel to use it in the normal way. So the shoel would not be responsible in that case. Nose sachar v'hasocher, the shomer who is paid and the renter, both of these, nishba'in al hashivura v'al hashivuya v'al hameta. They swear about an animal in their care that was broken. We mean it was killed by a wild animal, that it was captured by robbers, or that it died a natural death. In those cases, they would free themselves from having to pay. They would not have to pay if any of those things happened to the animal. And we would say, obviously, any other unavoidable loss. They couldn't have prevented anything over here. They swear that it happened, and then they would be free. They swear that it happened, and they also swear that the animal is not in their possession anymore. Umshalimin et ha'avidav et ha'geneva. But they have to pay in the case of a loss or a theft. Even though we just mentioned that the shevuya, that if robbers came and they captured the animal, they wouldn't have to pay. There are certain types of losses of theft that they could have avoided by taking extra care of the animal. So just to contextualize everything, this becomes important, all these laws, because a person who swears falsely and would be obligated in the one-fifth penalty and the korban asham is only responsible for that if their swear saved them a loss, if they prevented loss with that swear. So we have now all the understanding of when somebody would lose money and when they would save themselves from losing money if they swore, and we can apply that going forward in the Perek.